It's morning.
Good morning and welcome to Lanyap, a news feature about people, places, and events on KEDM. I'm Corey Crow, and joining me today is Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. He's the coordinator. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us this morning for Lanyap. You guys at Ouachita Green, first, let me say to the folks at home, he's got a really cool green shirt on to start the day today. Nice color coordination as we talk about Ouachita Green. You guys do good stuff for the environment and Ouachita Parish. Tell me about this event you've got coming up, this water sweep.
Yes, thank you so much. We have our annual Ouachita River water sweep, Saturday, September 10th from 9 to 12. We'll be servicing and picking up litter on our local areas of water, bodies of water, and some of the staging sites that we have along the Ouachita River include, from the north to the south, Sterlington Recreation Center, Moon Lake Recreation Center, Forsyth Park, Lazar Park, and also Balkanville Recreation Center. So we have those areas that we stage that. You don't have to be there. You can just check in. You can go down to any part of the river and pick up litter and trash, get into your boat. If you have a ski boat or a bass boat, you can pull a flat bottom boat and put the trash and the litter in that. We provide the litter bags, gloves, vest, litter grabbers to service the river. So
I don't have to have a boat though, right?
You don't have to have a boat. There's plenty of areas you can pick up along the levee, along the river. You can walk. They're very accessible too, especially the city of Monroe side and also city of West Monroe. You can get down pretty fairly easy down at the rear if you're walking.
Well, I've seen this for years, as you guys have been doing it a while. How long has Ouachita Green been doing this river sweep?
As far as I know, Ouachita Green's been doing the river sweep since 2011, so that's 5 years in the making. I've been volunteering for them for the past four, so it's been a very, very good event for us, and it helps clean up a lot of the rivers and also area bodies of water that we have and keeps them litter-free and non-polluted.
Well, I happen to live on the river, on the Ouachita here, right downtown, and unfortunately I see stuff floating down the river all the time. The other day I saw a microwave oven come by.
Oh, wow.
And so I know there's lots of things that probably don't need to be in our waterways and that are polluting our waterways. When you guys do a sweep, how much trash do you guys get after a river sweep?
Usually we get, we measure in tonnage. We're real fortunate to have Delta Disposals use their collection services and their trash bins. And it's usually around about 20 to 25 tons of different debris, including tires. We found a lounge chair, couches.
I'm trying to get that in my head. Okay, 25 tons. If I was looking at those big trash trucks or dumpsters, how many of those do you fill up?
Probably those. If you see a trash truck going down the road, a utility truck, it's probably about 10 of them.
Wow.
So it's a lot of trash, a lot of debris that we're only scratching the surface to get that.
And so you guys are pulling things that have washed up off the river on the shore, but then also I see sometimes some guys maybe doing some underwater work. You're, you know, roping a refrigerator or something and yanking it out.
Yes, sir. We are. It's a lot of things that we get that just float down. Not only it starts in the right-of-ways, into the parking lots, and ends up to a creek or feeder stream into a bayou, which eventually ends up leads into the Ouachita River, into the Mississippi, into our ocean eventually. So we want to try to catch all that before it reaches that.
What else does Ouachita Green do throughout the year?
Ouachita Green is involved. Let me back up. Ouachita Green is affiliated with Keep Louisiana Beautiful, which is affiliated with Keep America Beautiful. So Ouachita Green, we do five different events each year. One of those events we start out in March is the Great American Cleanup, and that's where we get together and invite a lot of volunteers to come out and clean up your area, your community area. And this past year, we had close to about 8 to 10 different sites that we gather at, and we go out and pick up different area state highways, parish roadways, in your neighborhoods, ball fields, parks. wherever we feel that most of the litter is collected. So we do a litter index every year, and we feel we send those volunteers out where the most need is on that. So our second event that we have that spring is Household Hazardous Waste Collection. It is here at the ULM campus on Brown Stadium. This past year, we had 450 attendees, collected over 76,000 pounds of hazardous waste. And that's all talking about from electronic goods, tires, latex and oil-based paints, medications, recyclables, the whole nine yards. So we have that every year. So now the other one we have is right now Water Sweep. Then we have America Recycles Day, which is coming up November the 12th this year. So that is held at the Civic Center, Monroe Civic Center there, from 9 to 1 on November 12th. And anything that you can recycle, that we got aluminum, scrap metal, corrugated paper, plastics, and also anything that has a plug in it, microwaves, refrigerators, TVs.
Well, Stuart, I have just a few minutes left. Tell me again, if I want to come out, what time do I come out? How do I dress? What do I do to get out and get involved with Ouachita Green and the River Sweep?
That's a very good question. To register, you need to go to watersweep.org. Register first. We want you to pre-register. It is not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday, September 10th from 9 to 12. Come out. I want you, we need to have clothing, protective clothing, because you're going to be around water and a lot of high weeds. And bring a lot of bug spray. We need that. So,
all right. Well, Stuart, we appreciate you being here with us today. Again, it's the annual River Sweep from Ouachita Green and their partners, the Corps of Engineers, Keep Monroe Beautiful, Keep Ouachita Parish Beautiful, Keep West Monroe Beautiful, and we need to keep that Ouachita River beautiful. You can find out more by visiting their website, watersweep.org. This has been Land Yap. You can listen to this and other Land Yaps on KEDM.org.
I'm CJ Sarter, and I work in television and public relations. I support the station financially because I know that my quality of life is better because we have public radio. I'd like for everyone listening to join me in supporting public radio. I know times are hard. We've got to help public radio make it through the rough patch with us, because on the other side, we're all going to be better off for it.
To make your pledge, go to kedm.org or call 342-5575.
KEDM Public Radio gives back to the community by working with local nonprofit organizations. To get your group's event listed on the KEDM Datebook, just go to kedm.org, click on Event Calendar, and submit events.